What up, Whiskey Ginger fans? Welcome back to the show. Got a good one for you this week. Trevor Wallace is on. Like this dude. Young dude. Very funny dude. Nice hair. Handsome dude. Clean skin. Clean shaven. That's how I asked him to come to the pod. I said, you better be clean shaven when you come into my podcast. I'll be coming in here with a beard. I'm Beardy Boy. I'm going to be getting back on the road soon. AndrewSantino.com is going to have some tour dates on there. Just you wait, Henry Higgins. Just you wait. We'll have him on there soon. If you're looking for some merch, go to AndrewSantinoStore.com. Or if you're on YouTube, look down below. There's a merch bar right down there if you're on YouTube. Shirts, hats, glasses, all that good stuff. Actually, my guest didn't get a good glass today because I broke it. I dropped it and it shattered everywhere and I'm bleeding out of my foot. But whatevs. The show must go on. And if you're looking for more content, Whiskey Ginger style, go to patreon.com/whiskeygingerpodcast. That's where you can find the solo Cheeto chats and the one-on-one Zooms for the top tier, as well as all sorts of merch codes and all sorts of fun stuff, and support the pod, the people behind the pod that make the pod make it possible. So check that out. And if you're on YouTube, please subscribe and click the notification bell so, you know, it pops up because we post every single Friday and we appreciate every single view. I really do appreciate when you guys watch even stuff that, you know, you're like, I don't know who this person is. Check it out. Give us a watch. Have some fun. Sit back and throw it on. Appreciate you very much. Enough rambling from me. Let's go to the episode.
In here, we pour whiskey.
You're that creature in the ginger beard.
Sturdy and ginger.
Like vampires, the ginger gene is a curse.
Gingers are beautiful.
You owe me $5 for the whiskey and $75 for the horse.
Gingers, oh hell no.
This whiskey is excellent.
Ginger. I like gingers.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Whiskey Ginger. My guest today is one of my favorite people on earth. I say that for all my guests, but I mean it once again. Today, it's Trevor Wallace.
Hell yeah. Thank you, dude.
Cheers, bro.
What
cheers.
What are we sipping on?
This is, it's up there. It's called, which one did I choose today? Is it Russell's? I think it's Russell's.
Okay.
This is good stuff. If it's not good stuff, it's something else. You like it?
Yeah, I really like it. Mm. I don't like whiskey a lot on like weekdays, you know. Weekends are more like tequila, just to kind of like
really
set the tone. Yeah,
really, you're a tequila dude.
Yeah, it's like the closest to drugs you can get without buying drugs, I feel like.
Yeah, bro, I don't know you that well.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know me that well?
A lot of like mutuals and stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, we don't know each other that well, but you're a funny dude. Trevor, for people that don't know, comedian, actor, what, I don't even know,
just
how to, you know,
your classic
human,
Instagram LA bio,
human young
actor,
dude.
Human,
are you from out, you're not from out here,
kind of like Ventura County, like you ever do Ventura Harbor, the
no.
comedy club?
No.
Levity, Oxnard.
Oxnard, I know.
Yeah,
you're like, from up there.
Yeah, yeah, like 10 minutes away.
I Camarillo. Know where the, that's where the outlet mall is.
Yes, that's my hometown, the outlets.
You know, I go to the outlet mall, bro.
Dude, that's all we got.
I'm
we got
fitted
that
up right. This is all outlet,
bro.
This is all outlet, head to toe.
You know, you go on the right time. Yeah, you lucked out. You didn't get any, mm-hmm. like, off-green or, like, you know, navy's color.
This is Gucci.
Yeah, I was going to say.
These shoes are Prada.
Okay.
It's a collab. It's an Adidas.
Yeah.
I don't spend any money on clothes. You spend money on clothes?
Not really. Everything I wear is just from, like, brands. Like, this shit they just send me.
Yeah, it's so just funny. People now on the internet, all I see is, like, on TikTok a lot,
mm-hmm.
there's, like, a... Well, there's a dude that goes... cool car. Huh? What do you do for a living?
I don't understand.
Yeah.
That guy's verified. He's got like 3 mil.
What a rude question. Hey, none of your business. How about none of your business? What do you do for a living? Get out of my face.
But I think they should do the opposite. Go to people in like 1993, like Toyota Tercels, and be like, yeah. Where'd you fuck up? You know, what led you here?
What are you doing for a living?
Because after a while, it gets repetitive. It's like, oh, I'm in real estate. I mean, you know, and then it's like, oh, got it. You
it's
know.
All finance bros, dude.
Yeah.
There's only a certain amount of people. Also, there's a girl named Blonde Supercar Girl. Do you know this girl?
Oh, Blondie, I think she, like, Supercar? Yeah, she like reached out or something. But she was like, we should collab. I was like, on what? Like, I don't know. Like,
She's like an Australian girl,
yeah,
right? Yeah,
sounds about right.
And she does like, I personally love cars. So like, mm-hmm. I always get linked with car stuff. And she was like, we're going to do the reach out to people with nice cars, but it's going to be women. And I was like, okay. You know, like not
yeah.
open-minded. No, open-minded.
Fuck with you, yeah.
But I was also like, I know the people that buy really expensive cars and they're dudes. That's not a sexist statement. It's because dudes are full of themselves and they want to show off their money.
Yeah.
Women are usually smarter with their money and more humble. Mm-hmm. So either those cars are their husband's cars,
mm-hmm.
or they're a car freak, which in most females I know aren't. So of course, and that's just a real statement. Of course, they get on there and she's like, what do you do for a living? And like five of these women are like, I'm stay at home. It's like, yeah, that's not her whip. No woman is going to spend 600 G's on a car.
And if they do, it's going to be just like kind of your generic.
Yeah.
You want the guy who's like, I got the fucking M Sport package with this lining and this tire. Yeah. You know, this is just like, oh, I just like Teslas. And so I got the
Model like, X. Like, you know, it's like an Aston Martin. And she was like, I don't know. I thought it was cool. It's like, that's not her car. Some of like, it's rare for women to be into cars because it's such a dumb person thing to like. That's why I like it. I'm a stupid person.
Yeah.
I like cars.
Are you the type of guy that will like get like a carbon fiber like seat belt? Like just like those little specs?
Yeah.
Like I've seen guys like online, they're like, you can, because I have BMW and BMWs are like totally in that world being like, yeah. You can get your fucking stick shift to be a dice ball and they're like a half a Corona bottle. Like one of those guys. Are you one of the, what? One of
yeah,
those?
No,
you,
I like, can't do that.
You buy it. With like the packages,
But if anything's going to be tuned, it's going to be to the engine work,
yeah.
right?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
if people do stuff to cars that you can see, usually it's because they can't afford to do the things you can't see.
Where are you at on truck nuts,
bro? I'm all over truck. I put truck nuts on my coupe, on my 2-door coupe.
I thought I saw,
but
it
drags
there.
The whole time.
Yeah, it
and
looks
sparks.
Like a Just Married thing, like the yeah. two cans in the back, just two nuts dragging back there.
Truck nuts. That's what I think about when I think about where you're from, Oxnard.
It's a mixture. It's either
like you know Cody Coe and those guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That Cody's real bros of Simi Valley. That's like up there. Feels like to me. That's it. Like, trucks that have like bed lining. Spray, you know, yeah. and they have like
a lot of nautical star,
right?
Like shit,
and like a Sublime sticker,
uh-huh.
and racks for their
Sublime did play at our county fair, Sublime with Rome because the singer passed, so that was a big event.
And rest in peace. I've talked bad about Sublime on this show many times. My least favorite band, but
really,
oh my god,
well, we don't
god,
have
dude.
To get too much into. The
are you band. Are you a big Sublime?
I don't know. I've just never met anyone who's like fuck Sublime. I'm like, there's
yeah,
such
he's right here,
music.
Dude. He's right yeah. here. I don't like the dude. I was always here's why I used to talk about it on stage. The dude is from Long Beach, right?
Oh, okay.
He's a Long Beach
Where
guy.
Are you from?
Chicago.
Oh, I was actually born in Illinois, if that makes my street cred.
Really?
Any
we're closer yeah. then.
Yeah,
all
I
right.
was going to say.
Now we're good
I
friends.
I was born with really red hair as well.
All right,
straight
cheers.
Up ginger.
Were you really?
Yeah, I was born very red hair. And then just like as time, it was like I like transitioned out of the ginger phase right when the South Park episode went like ginger, daywalker.
Kick him.
Yeah, so real quick, I like fucking squeezed every morning and be like, go brown, you bitch.
Yeah, you got good looking.
Yeah, I don't
were
know.
Were you
what
ugly
happened.
As a kid?
Wasn't great.
But it's good now.
Yeah, thank you.
Good
man.
Looking
Tell
kid,
it to
man.
Fucking
you're
casting agents.
Bro.
I keep sending these self-tapes.
Book
and
this guy.
There it is. You heard
Book him, baby.
Yeah, but I had real red hair as a kid. My sister really? Has red hair, and my parents don't. So
are they all back in? Cheating. Are they here in California?
California, yeah.
Does anybody live in Illinois?
No. It was like my dad was out there for work. They were there for like 2 years. My mom's just like, it's fucking cool because my mom's from California. So she's like, fuck this. It's
Let's
cold.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Smart, dude. Smart. Your mom's a smart woman. Mm-hmm. I come from stock that stayed in Illinois. Everybody I know. I think I'm the only human that of my, in my like immediate cousins and all that shit mm-hmm. that left Illinois. Everybody else stayed. They're
well,
something
about
they're
a Chicago brave. Pride where you're like, this is the best place in the world. Like, why would I leave here?
It is incredible, dude.
I love Chicago.
But also, you know, I could go golfing tomorrow. You know what I mean?
That
it's
is
February.
True.
Mm, can't do that in Chicago. I mean, you can. You got to be a gangster. You got to put on the puffy coat.
Yeah.
Snow boots. And shovel before you play. I mean, you could do it, but I'm
it's
not that boss. Yeah,
yeah,
I'm not that boss. But no, I'm not that kind of car guy. I don't like those kind of mods that are like I don't like when people, I think showing off is corny. Like when people have like lights under their car or like
yeah.
pipe extensions on the that just make it sound louder but doesn't do
it
anything.
I think we've scaled it back a lot, you know, from the spinners and underglow era. Like yeah. you don't really see that as much.
No, I miss that. That's funny. There's something. If
but
you,
you
go,
think that they think it's funny, or they're like,
no, that's legit for them.
Yeah. Oh yeah. The
that's
spinners,
their whole life. Yeah,
like
yeah.
when they park at the red light, they get out and be like, oh, fuck. yeah. and they just stare at them. You know?
How did they get associated with Latrell Sprewell? How did that become? You know who that is, right?
I know the name. I'm so bad.
It became
with
the same. Well, it's probably how old are you?
28.
Yeah, it's I think before your years, but there was a basketball player named Latrell Sprewell.
Yeah, I know the name.
And
yeah.
it got associated with him spinners because Sprewell was like one of the first guys to like invest in a. Like in a wheel company, and they made yeah. spinners, and they were like, "Oh, you on them 20s on them spree wheels?" I was like, "That's crazy that dude's
I've
association
before,
was
yeah.
with spinners." I do miss spinners. I think they'll make a comeback.
Definitely. Like anything vintage, it's will come pop, back. You know, somebody will do it. Some rapper, somebody will do it, and they'll be like, that's fucking...
Should
that's
we do that?
I'm down. I think the car you had up front should have it. Truck nuts spinners? With spinners on it. People just be like, I don't even know what to say. Like, imagine like pulling that up to the store and be like, yo, fucking parallel park that shit. Watch for the truck nuts.
Throw my keys to the valet.
Yeah.
Be careful with them spinners. They out man. 3 inches.
But I'd be, man, if I saw some spinners, I think I'd see a relief, like a little bit of joy. I'd be like, whatever is going on in that person's head, they don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
they're not in 2020. Won't
that guy's mind. Doing his own thing, you know? But I appreciate people that are doing their own thing. That's like when I see a car that's ridiculous and I know they put a lot of effort into making it look ridiculous, I give them props.
Mm-hmm.
It's embarrassing, but I'm like, at least they went for it.
Yeah. Is there a car that you like hate every time you see it? You're like, fuck that car.
Nissan Cube.
Okay. I get behind
I don't like Mini Coopers.
Okay.
I feel like only like chubby girls drive Mini Coopers.
That are like freelance, that's their thing. Like photographers.
Yeah.
A lot of those people.
Mini Coopers, Nissan Cubes. Anybody that has a Crown Victoria, anybody that drives like an old cop car, I think you should be fucking put in jail for that shit.
That's a tough one.
You're a rude dude. By the way, they shouldn't sell cop cars to the public.
They should not.
You shouldn't be able to buy a car that they are also cops in. Like the Ford, whatever, the Explorer, the Expedition.
They're not even like that alone isn't even a great car to drive anyways.
I
think they just do it to be like, it's a cop car.
I think they think they think they're going to get away with shit. But by the way, I was flying today on the freeway coming home back home, and there was a Ford, whatever their SUV is out here, Expedition or Explorer, one of those two. And it was like, you know, a mile ahead, and I could see it up there, and I was like, fuck. So I slowed down. But then he was slowing down, and by the time I got up to him, it was just a human, and I was livid.
You're like, I altered my world for you.
Yeah, dude. But I stopped
Ford
for you,
road,
man.
Ford, you always be like,
That got me annoyed. Well, what do I hate? Like, those are the top, those to me, the Cube, any Crown Vic specifically, because that was like a cop car.
Yeah.
And Mini Coopers, because I think they're death traps. My old lady used to have one years ago, and I was like, why do you get hit in this? Yeah. You're fucking dead,
not
dude.
Not good.
Your face is... If you're going to die in a car accident, I want to not be obliterated.
Because people wouldn't... Also, if you get killed in a car accident and you're in a Mini Cooper, people would be like, well, that's kind of like...
That's what you get.
Well,
that's
but like even say. At the that's funeral, they're get. Like, I mean, it's kind of funny.
It's hilarious.
You
know,
if you get hit by a Ford F-350, they're like, wow, RIP. Let's try to go fund me. But like Mini Cooper, people are like, it's kind of cute.
Kind of funny. It's cute.
Beep. But somebody saw Mini Cooper and was like, well, let's downsize it. Fiat. So
I don't like those either. That's right. Fiats. That's right.
And where do you draw the line? What's like your small?
My smallest car to me, like two-door cars are like as small M2? As you can get. That's okay. M2s okay. are fine. Yeah.
Okay.
That's like as small as I can get. Those like little tiny two-door coupe cars. Anything below that is just, you're asking to get hit and die on like a light left. You know what I mean? On like a 15 miles an hour, I made a left too quick.
Which all lefts out here. Yeah, if I had that car, I would just, whatever route I got to take to do all rights. I'm not going fucking left out here. I'm telling Waze, I'm only going
right.
That's
an all right car, man.
There it
is. That's an alt right car.
I thought those were going
And
with
by
that.
The way, you are, and for the fans, let them know, you are heavy into the alt right. You're a big QAnon guy. We all know.
Yeah.
And
you can see that, definitely
I've followed
some
of your stuff online. You, not only did you campaign for Trump, his first term, this second time around, you flew to the Capitol.
Flew to it.
And you and the
first
MyPillow
class,
guy,
Emirates, yeah.
You were like doing a bunch of media push. So that's, it didn't work out.
Mm-mm.
But you're going to be fine.
Yeah. The Airbnb didn't have like a, you know, a blow dryer. So I was like, get the fuck out of here.
You got to go, man.
I can support that, but I can't support that, you know.
Yo, you started your life in the entertainment industry when you were in school. Right?
Yeah.
Vine?
Yeah. I did stand up first.
Yeah.
Did that a few times. Wouldn't really like count it, but like I did some classes in like Ventura when I was like 17. You perform, they help you build a 5-minute set. And then when I'd come home during the breaks for college, because we had like stupid, like 6-week-long winter breaks, I would do spots there. And they were never good. I would write like a 5-minute set the night before.
But you were young. You were new.
Right. Yeah. Right. But they didn't give a fuck. Yeah. Because I'd be like, hey, all my friends want to come from back home. They'd be like, yeah, we don't give a fuck.
Right, they're all going to pay. Good.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So the club was like, yeah, for sure. And then Vine came out in 2013. I started like dabbling with it on there.
That changed your life, huh?
I don't really get big on there, but I just saw like I had a few things do well.
But weren't you good? I feel like you did pop from there. No? Am I dumb? I don't know the difference though. I know some people exploded off of it.
Yeah, not really. I had a few things do well, and then from that, I was like, oh, this is how videos can work. You know, like, this is how a viral video can happen.
Did you want to do a bunch of sketch shit, or was stand up your goal?
I like both. I've always just had like, I think they're like two separate in like lanes in my head.
Yeah.
Cause like the reaction of like a live stand up versus like video, like views is like, there's no comparison of like what feels better.
Right.
You know, it's like amount, like it sounds like crazy, stupid LA to say, but like the amount of views you get, like does nothing, you know, you're just desensitized to it. But
at some point, yeah, it does kind of go away.
Right,
yeah.
Right. I mean, it's like when you turn 21, after that, you're like, what the fuck else do I have to like be excited for? 23? What is that going to do? You know,
nothing. 23
and me, nothing. Yeah. Right. So for me, I was like, I got my first like million views, and then I was like, now what? And then now every video I put out after that, I was like, how do I get to that?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you begin to like scale up the caliber of what you're looking forward to.
Yeah.
But then at the end of the day, you're just making shit that you like, right? I mean, isn't the whole point that like all the sketches you make is shit that you like?
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
You're just trying to do shit for you, right?
There's a lot of that, but there's also like some where you're like, okay, that video didn't hit. All right, what do people want? And then you start to lean into them, you know? It's kind of like when you go to a new city and you're like, I think they'll like this joke, and it doesn't hit. You're like, no, fuck you. I made that joke for you guys.
Yeah.
That's what you guys want.
That's San Jose specific. I don't know why you don't like that. That was all about this little town.
I talked
town.
About the weird train track in front of the San Jose Improv. Like,
yeah,
you will
so
like that.
You didn't like it. I'm leaving. That's what I say, and I'm out.
Yeah.
I give them 5 minutes and I leave.
Exactly.
And they paid.
And the,
I'm
the
going
other 40
home.
Minutes, they just stare at their giant martinis.
Yeah, good for them.
So, I mean, with stand-up, it's always like that feeling before and after, like, and during, like, there's like a, that's why I like that feeling. Even like trying a new tag or like doing a new bit, it's like, that for me, I'm like, oh, fuck, that feels great. So I like to have both, but I like the creative process of sketches better. It's more like in the moment, I'm like, it's like just so like.
It's cool to watch sketches get so streamlined now, too. Mm-hmm. They used to take so long. When I first came out here, it was like, shooting a sketch was a fucking nightmare, dude. It took forever to get done. Everyone had like the right equipment, and you had to get dudes that knew what they were doing, and like everyone knew how to do something, but you had to find everybody. Now everybody knows how to do everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you taught everyone taught like you teach yourself how to edit and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like everyone just knows, which is crazy to think what the future of sketch is going to be on the internet. Like I sound like old man dad, but like in 10 years, everything is self-generated, especially because like there's a lot of like lo-fi basement self-made shit because of what TikTok has made culture-wise as far as like the funniest shit on there tends to be the most lo-fi
the
shit.
The less
easy
you
made.
Try, the more they're like, it's almost just like it's like you want to be like cool online. You're like, wow, it looks like he barely even tried. That's funny.
And it's still funny,
but
right?
If you post like a super like high produced thing, people are like, you did all that effort for a
There's
TikTok?
There's a really good looking girl on there who does like, she does like those videos where you like throw clothes and like you change or whatever, you know what I mean? Or like does like a banana into a Coke bottle or whatever that,
yeah,
you know, like
transition
all,
type
all
shit,
that bullshit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then she also does videos that show you how she does it.
Oh.
But you know, we know, bitch. Like we know.
Does that take the magic out of it for you?
Yeah. No, I'm just like, we already know. Why do I, you don't have to show me the thing that I clearly know that you're just cutting to
they're
something.
They're just getting that behind the scenes extra
And they're
views,
making that,
you know?
And it's just as many views as the other one, which blows my mind. But that's become like the, how hard can you try versus how much can you pretend like they're in on it with you type of shit.
Yeah, I feel like the more I try for certain videos, the more it's like...
It bombs.
It seems too try hard, you know?
Right.
But you throw up an idea you had like on a flight or some dumb shit you made with your friends, and then you know, it's like, this is genius. And you're like...
What's your most successful video on the internet?
Probably the White Claw one. I made one just talking shit about people who drink White Claw, just because the quote from that video is like beyond the video.
What's the quote?
It ain't no laws when you're drinking claws. You've probably seen that on 45,000.
Did they
did
they reach out to you?
No.
That's crazy.
I just made that because my roommate back when I lived in Santa Monica was just like your complete like finance bro, had zero, like all he cared about was like working in fantasy football and then coming up with a dope bet for fantasy football. Like he's just very.
I know this guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. People know him by like the thousands.
Yeah.
So he was just drinking them, hyping them up. And then I was like, I should make a video about this. Just like fucking, you know, bros with this shit. And
it took off.
That was one that I made like in an hour at my friend's apartment. Actually, I think you know him, Ryan the Leader.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you guys got connected.
Yeah, I know who he is. Yeah.
He filmed that for me, so he films a lot of my shit.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, he films almost all of them.
Yeah, I talked to him for a little bit about all the stuff that he's got going on. Like that group, Churdleys.
Yeah,
is that
yeah.
what it is?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Those guys?
Those are all like the guys who are like, I've shot a bunch of shit with people around this town, but like that group of the people who I resonate with the most. And, like,
legit, they're funny. There's a lot of funny shit that's on there. Like, I'm gonna fuck your daughter. Made me laugh really hard.
Yeah. I was just with them last night. Those guys.
That's
just
very funny. Some of the stuff is really funny because I think it's just, it's like where sketches should be online right now, where they're not so heavy-handed. they're just more fun. It's a dumb concept, and it's like,
yeah,
ride
with like
with
the
it.
Lighting's off. They don't give a fuck about a shadow.
It's great.
Like
I love
one
that
love
shit.
For like five different people.
It's great, dude. Yeah, it's that to me is where comedy. It should be. Yeah, I don't like the overproduced sketches are tough, right? Because like you have like the SNL thing where it's like those pre-taped sketches are so involved.
Yeah.
So much art direction, music and shit.
Yeah.
And if you do something in the middle, like if you're almost TV quality, but it's not, it feels sad. But if it's
that's
really
what I was saying
low
key, with like TikTok, if it was like a super well produced TikTok, it's like
it's sad, right?
Yeah.
But I see that too. You're like, that's it's just something's missing about it. Like somebody put up yesterday that made me laugh so hard. It reminded me of how hard I used to love it. Was that a Vine from like the beginning when the British girl is like, "I'm in me mom's car."
Oh, classic, yeah.
Get out me car.
Just
that was so good because you're like, this is accidental comedy.
Yeah,
but it's. But maybe she got it. Like, there's a piece of you that goes, maybe she knew.
I don't think they do.
No, they don't. But like, maybe there's a piece that's like, could she have known that that's funny because it's so bad?
Or yeah, does you she gotta wonder who these people are? Like, because if had that not blown up, would they keep just posting shit like that?
Oh yeah, they do, dude. You can thumb through TikTok and all that stuff all day and just find people that are doing. I put up one that they took down. I duetted a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they took one down because I don't use it that much. I don't post original stuff on there. I usually just do like the podcast, like this or Bad Friends.
Yeah, dude, it makes
great
for the podcast.
I just put clips up there. Well, because I'm not good enough to like do that thing.
You're also a busy guy, and you already have so much content between this and the one you do with Bobby. So it's like,
yeah,
you already have all that content.
Might
as well.
It's hard to want to do more. No, but I am impressed by a lot of the shit on there. I'm impressed the most by this is my age. This is my sign. This is where I live. This is what I like.
It's like this is kindergarten all over again.
It's so funny.
Or it's
to
like
me.
When you're at orientation for like internship, like what's your favorite ice cream? And you're like, well, mint chocolate chip.
It's when they ask little league kids, like, who's your favorite baseball player? It's like, he likes Arenado and loves pizza. It's the exact same answer. It's all, by the way, for some reason, the algorithm has made it so every woman that does that on TikTok is the same woman. They're like all 30. Single moms.
Oh, this is my bada bada bada.
Yeah, it's like always like 30 single mom from Texas, or from California, but I now live in Texas. I'm a technician of some kind. That's a vague broad term.
Yeah,
it's like I'm a nail tech or a tech something. In the medical field.
Yeah,
right,
just a good
I'm
like
tech.
Solid, just
I'm
like a
tech,
just a, like a job.
And it's always single mom. That's like every time I see, I'm like, this is the single mom.
You ever?
Hey, I need help. Please date me.
You ever see like the jail TikToks?
Those are, I love that shit.
I am like, these
give
are the
give them
people.
Phones. Yeah. Dude, give people
fuck
in prison
all
phones.
All of the people who are famous from the Hype House, Sway House, wherever the fuck. I just want to see the people who have, like give them a reality show.
Yeah.
Where it's all shot on an Android that was released in 2009.
Right.
And just be like, there is no script.
Yeah.
Learn how to make top ramen using a fork and that's it.
I like the ones, I don't know if these are, how they get this footage, but the ones where guys are like jonesing out on heroin, like if there's ones where dudes are in the bathroom like nodding off, and the dude's like, "Oh, what's up? He's fucked up again." And I'm like, is this a really good sketch? Like, has someone created this world,
method acting,
or is this really legit from the inside? I love prison TikTok. I think it should be its own thing. I think social media TikTok should be its own. I mean, social media prison edition should be its own thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd pay for it. I would pay to indulge in all that shit.
It's great. That and then like super redneck TikTok.
Yeah, the guy that does the...
I was just thinking about
that dude,
guy.
Yeah.
I was like, there's no way he knows who that is. I'm not even going to bring it up.
No,
but
dude,
guy,
I know.
Like,
I'm in touch.
Slams a menu at Chili's, and he's like, when they call last call, and he's like a fucking uppercut. I'm losing my mind. I try to explain it to my girlfriend. She's like, I don't see what's so funny about that. I'm like, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
It's, you know what it is, though? It started off with the idea that, like, here's this very, very unattractive human being who's like, you talking about my girl? And then TikTok was like, it's about his sister, for sure. And then that got taken into him understanding, well, you can either be mad at the joke or just be in on it.
Yeah.
And so he got in on it and was like, okay, I'll just put myself in scenarios and get views
double
and views
down.
And views.
Yeah.
It's going to run out at some point. He's going to be like the Chocolate Rain guy, you know, where you're like...
Yeah. That was the original. If you got a web redemption on Tosh.0, that was like the original like Vine fame. Then it went to like getting on Ellen.
Yeah.
And now I don't even know what the fuck it is now.
After Ellen, that's it, dude. Then you ascend into the lizard people space.
Yeah.
And you become
you just
bigger than God.
Move to Palm Desert and just call it quits and just.
One time I yelled at Ellen.
Did you really?
Yeah, she cut me off in traffic.
What was she driving?
A spaceship of some kind. Yeah, she was driving a cube.
Yeah.
A Nissan Cube.
Just doubled down on it.
She was in a Fiat.
Did you actually see her?
Yeah, she cut me off in traffic.
The most random person I've seen driving is DJ Khaled. But he wasn't driving. It was actually going up like Laurel Canyon.
Yeah, he can't fit in a car.
He was in the back of a Rolls Royce Wraith.
Yeah. He was sticking out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He was on the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, just on the top. But it was like he was the second row back convertible, and he was just sitting there. And it's just like you don't miss him. Like, it was 1,000,000% him. It's just so.
And yeah, well, because he wants you to see him.
Yes.
Otherwise he'd be in a covered, tinted with but I'm under the same guise of like, I don't ever tint windows because I just don't feel like doing it. Mm-hmm. And also, like, I kind of like people to see me.
A little look. They're like, is that?
That's so annoying, but I'm going to admit it that I kind of.
You got the truck nuts, so they're looking. They pull up.
Well, they hear it. They hear it coming.
Exactly.
No, I don't mind. The tint thing to me feels more sus. In fact, truthfully, I have less people that would see me and know it's me or even recognize me because I'm marginally known. But, like, I think it's because my windows aren't tinted that people don't. You know what I mean? Like, when it's tinted,
you're like, oh, who's behind
who
that?
Who is that?
Especially, right. I mean, you have a nicer car, so it's like, it's they want to okay. see, like.
It's just a Honda Sonata, Hyundai
yeah, yeah,
Sonata.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
People
but
always.
It's a 2017.
It's almost brand new.
Yeah,
it was brand new at one point. 6,000 miles on it.
Yeah.
But she runs like a champ.
A to B. Those are the people you meet, and you're just like, you got it. You're just so, you're living. You're just, the people that are like, it gets me to A to B. I'm like, what gives you anxiety?
Yeah.
What?
Nothing. They like turbulence. Those are people that like enjoy when it gets bumpy on a plane. They're like.
The people who look out the blinds.
Yeah.
Those people. I'm always like, what are you looking for? Like, there's going to just be like potholes in the sky. I'm
right,
always,
right. I'm the always, bumps.
Yeah. Just what is it out there?
No, I never. The Ellen thing never. She cut me off and I did the fuck you thing. And I was like, it's fucking Ellen.
So when people were trying to cancel her online, you were being like, yeah, fuck that.
I started that.
Oh, fuck.
I was I like, thought she wouldn't even look you. Me in the eye when she cut me off.
And she knows who you are.
She does. She of course she does.
Oh, yeah.
Could you imagine?
She cut you off on purpose.
Ellen would have no idea who I am. Ellen is so in her own universe. I don't think she knows half of her guests. I think when you're that famous, people come on and you don't know who they are.
Yeah, they can't be.
They're like, I mean, Ellen, like, today is, you know. This is a new, young, beautiful singer. Yeah.
Well, it's like when you do radio in a random city and then they don't, like, they might not be familiar with you. So they go to, like, any page and then, like, for me, they'll be like, they'll go to my Instagram and be like, the last two videos. And they'll be like, I love this guy. My favorite absolute video is, and then the one I did, like, a day ago. And they're like, it's got to be this one. I was like, really? That was a fucking brand deal. So that's your
like,
favorite?
That's why we like it, though, it's corporate.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, the radio thing is tough. I kind of shy away from that as much as I can.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's... It's they don't want you there. You're like, you don't want me here, do you? And they're like, no. And you're like, well, then why are we doing this?
It's awkward.
They say they don't want you there. You don't want to be there. It's early. I don't know how many fans are coming to shows out of just listening to the radio. I feel like everyone's listening to podcasts or...
Especially in today's age.
Satellite.
Yeah.
I mean,
I forget who it is, but there's a comic who like goes out on stage and opens with, how many of you guys are here because you heard me on the radio? And
oh, I've seen a lot of guys do that shit.
Oh,
yeah.
Then nobody says anything. And they're like, cool.
There might be one guy who's like, I heard you on the radio, man. And you're like, I could lose you, I guess. I'd be
you're
fine.
Like, you have one limb, so
we'll pass without that, dude. No, I think nowadays people are like, the podcast world or the YouTube world and all that stuff has like connected comics with fans so much more where I don't know if that thing is ever going to... Although now we're going backwards. Like Clubhouse and Stereo and all these apps.
I'm trying to figure out Clubhouse. Are you using it? The only person I see really going for it is Tim Dillon. But he loves his yell. So I mean like, get on it.
He loves social media.
Yeah.
He like wants to just... He'll do any of that stuff to like... Because it's fun for him. I don't have enough hours of the day to like sit on that thing and talk to strangers. I don't know. I think it in concept it was cool. It's like, how do you listen to?
So what? It's like
you
just
listen
like,
in on
like a giant like conference call, but one person can talk. Like,
it's like a ton of TED
videos?
Talks. You know what I mean? No video, just audio.
And people can say shit back or no?
That I don't know. People online now are going to be like, "Oh, do you not know that?"
Yeah.
No, I think people. I don't. I think people can say stuff back if you allow them to. But like some people are just listeners, and some people are involved in the round robin conversation. But I've listened in on a few things, and the moment I go in, it says your name. Apparently, I didn't know.
Oh, really?
And then people text me, and they're like, "Yo, join this conversation."
Oh, I don't like that.
Because they know you're there. And I'm like, oh, never mind.
Yeah, no. I got multiple texts being like, so-and-so wants you to join a community. I'm like, I don't, I've never gotten a join thing, like text, and be like, fuck, now's my time.
Would you join a cult?
It depends.
What if I'm offering you a cult right now?
What are we doing? Going to Baskin Robbins on Tuesdays?
Wednesday and Thursdays, we protest.
What are we protesting? Or does it like change?
It's an All Lives Matter thing. Okay. Are you in or out, dude? I need a yes or a no.
Thursdays,
dude, I need a yes or a no. So Wednesdays you're in, I'll count you in.
Wednesdays I could be in. Thursdays are a little tight on the schedule, you
know? There was like a dude, there was some political dude who was like a black guy that was going against Black Awareness Month. And really? He was like, this is disgusting. All months should be All Awareness Month for everybody. And somebody was like, did this dude just all months matter, everybody? And I was like, yeah, we're becoming so, I've said this before, the snake is eating its own tail.
Yeah.
Like, we're getting so woke or so overt that we're like forgetting what, I said this the other day about like Portland or, was it Portland? Yeah, Portland had like a park only for black people.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what? Do you know?
Yeah.
Are you, that's the, let them eat themselves alive.
Yeah.
I'd rather people be so woke that they kill themselves off that you're like, yeah, you're so dumb.
People are just becoming too woke, where it's just like, I don't even understand. Like,
they
I'm
don't
just
know
trying
it
to get
either.
A latte, bro. I
they
don't know
yeah,
what.
Yeah.
So.
I just said half calf, and I just want to get out of here. Bro.
Yeah,
please.
But half calf is code word for calf, and caffeine is from Illuminati. And you're like,
nope!
Yeah, like, that's a quite the jump. My favorite thing to do during this pandemic is, you know, I'll poke around on Facebook and just see like the people from my hometown who are slowly just like losing it.
Going, yeah, just because
and
of the
they
pandemic.
Just, well, they just like, well, that, but like mainly just like since 2020 and 2021 was so like political driven.
Yeah.
It's like they never said anything. Then all of a sudden they're like, you know, I've been keeping my cool for years. And you're like, that's going to be good. Anytime it says, you know, I don't often talk about politics, you're like, I'm fucking
here. Up. It goes.
Yeah. Because it's never just like, yeah, Trump. It's like they give you the build up. They're like, dim the lights.
Yeah.
I don't usually do this.
Sit down for a second.
Yeah, exactly.
How much do you know about the Jews? And you're like, oh, no.
Yeah.
It becomes this.
This could be interesting.
It becomes this like, that's why I got off the book a long time ago. I couldn't do it. Dude.
I just like ghost mode it, you know?
Yeah, I got off probably 8 years ago, maybe more.
Smart man. Yeah, I mean.
No, it was at the time, too. It was like I had just done a sitcom and my manager was like, why would you do that? That's like a social media presence. Like, why? And I was like, I don't like it. I don't feel any connectivity on it.
Yeah, that's
what
I feel with Twitter. I just don't.
Yeah, like, see, Twitter to me makes more sense, but yeah. I'm not great on it either. Mm-hmm. But to me, it's easier because it's quick and it's gone. Yeah. Whereas Facebook, I'm like, what is this? Is a, this is like my aunt's vision board. It's like a sad amalgamation of
private.
Like people's wants and needs and secret sadnesses all thrown up for everybody to watch. And I was like, this is dirty. It's like feels wrong. Whereas like the gram is like photo, who cares? It can get rid of itself. Mm-hmm. Twitter, it's a thing. People might not see it and it's gone.
Twitter, yeah, it's just like one day everybody's mad at this and moves on. It's like each day is something new. So.
No matter what you say on there, it's gone. Trump said anything he wanted on there. And I loved following that dude. RIP Trump's Twitter. He was so fun to follow. And everybody in my friend, like every one of my friends that was like adamantly about hating Trump, like publicly, like they would tweet political shit all the time, they all followed him. So I was like, bro, we all follow that guy.
Yeah.
He's so fun to follow.
It's the same reason.
I'm going to miss following him on Twitter.
Yeah, it's the same reason you follow the kid from your hometown who's losing his mind. You're like, I got to see, I got to chime in here.
Who's losing their mind the most from hometown?
It's just this guy who's just like never really said anything. And now he's just going against like how the cops are like the best thing we can do. He's also the guy who like went live on his phone and in a shopping cart and went around like a Ralph's in California, which masks are still like very much so wear them.
It's the thing out here, yeah.
And it was just like, who's gonna press me? And
just wanted someone to step up.
Yeah, but I watched the whole thing. 23 minutes, 14 seconds. I was in. I was like, let me, because in my head, I'm like,
you thought
me
there was going to be a crescendo of
somebody.
Yeah.
Or like a quick, like, hey, sir, could you, because even if an employee's like, could you just,
nobody did they?
Nobody did.
Yeah, because people don't care. People mind their own business.
Because he was looking for anything to spark it to be like, oh, you want me to wear a mask because a mask in this country is masking my emotions and the gut. And then it's like, he had the monologue prepared.
Ready to go. Yeah, he practiced in the mirror.
But nobody fucked with him. He checked out, went to the cashier, did everything, walked out. I was like, yeah, because you're at Ralph's.
Right.
Go to an Erewhon with no mask and four steps in.
So take a walk in a Whole Foods, see what happens.
They'll choke
go
you
to
out
Trader Joe's and they'll crucify. They'll keep you there. Then you'll have to work there. You don't
they'll
wear a mask, they'll punish you.
Yeah, they'll just make a mask
you'll
for you.
You'll end up stocking veggies for 4 months at
right. That'd be the
TJ's.
Funniest plot twist. I spoke my mind and got a fucking job out of it. You're like, congrats, yeah. That's...
And I have health benefits and everything, dude.
Yeah.
It's the fucking worst.
I get Wednesdays and Thursdays off for my alt-right meetings.
Yeah, are you wearing cool. Are you wearing the mask still?
Around, you know, like...
Because you had the Roni.
I did. How'd you know?
Did you talk about it? Have you talked about it?
A little
bit.
I said on my podcast.
So you're clear about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had the Roni, too. We had it. I both had it.
I gave it to my manager, so... Ooh.
Yay, yay!
Yeah, is that how you found out about it?
I don't know. Somebody told me that a bunch of you guys got it. A bunch of friends of yours got it, right?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe a couple.
A few guys got it.
I was doing like shows on the road, and I did like 5 or 6 dates. Nothing happened. And then I do some random spot in town. I was like in an actor studio where all the windows were closed, and it was just like 50 people. And I was like, this doesn't look great.
Then you got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it so dumb. I got it hanging out with somebody else. It was so stupid.
Yeah.
It wasn't even like that, like doing a job. It was like fun.
Yeah.
It's like I would have rather got it on a job than I would have been like, well, I'm working. So I got it for fun. I was like, oh, this sucks.
Yeah.
I could have not hung out with these people.
Yeah.
That would have been a lot easier. At least on a job, I'm like, what are you going to do, man? I'm working. We're all trying our best. Yeah. You know?
What month of the pandemic?
End of September.
It? Okay.
September 20th was the date that I contracted it, but I didn't feel any symptoms for a week.
Yeah.
The guy that we were with was like, bro, I'm hungover. And we were like, yeah, man, you drank way too much.
Right.
And then a day later, he was like, I'm super hungover.
You're still hungover. You're like,
hangovers don't last 3 days, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Go to a doctor.
Yeah.
He's like, bro, you won't believe this. I was about to leave to go to Zion. He's like, I have corona. I was like, no chance.
Oh, you were about to go to Zion?
Yeah. I was like, you don't have.
Fuck.
Yeah, like the Jeep was packed up, dude. We had the truck.
I don't even know where Zion is.
Zion National Forest. You never heard of it before?
I've heard of it. I just don't know.
It's absolutely
that's in the States?
Stunning and boring.
I'm not a intelligent.
I'm not going to bore you with it. Yeah, it's a beautiful national forest. You can go camping and hiking, and we were going to stay in this place called. And I'm drawing a big blank now because I've been drinking. Whatever, it's over there. It doesn't matter, dude. It doesn't matter.
I was going to look it up. People at home are pissed right now.
No, Zion is the shit, though. It's gorgeous. People that know, you'll see some photos online. Zion is stunning. But we were supposed to go to Zion, and sure enough, I got Roni, and I was down for the count for,
Did people still go without you to Zion?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, because it was super close friends of ours, and I think they were just like, fuck this shit. Also, they don't want to drive, and I would drive.
Yeah.
They knew I'm the dude that would. I'm the dude. I'll drive.
Drive guy, truck nuts. Yeah.
Truck nuts, drive guy.
Yeah.
Fuck. At gas stations.
It is weird because you have to think about every person you were with that week. And then you're like, I don't want to fucking text them. Just like.
Yeah, you felt weird about that, huh?
Yeah. A little weird, but.
Were you sick?
I'd say like a 4 out of 10.
That's nice.
Yeah. It was like the chest felt weird and I lost scent and taste. That was kind of weird.
How long?
Like a week and a half.
What got it bad? You remember the food you ate when it came back?
I don't. It was probably something stupid. I eat just like dumb. I eat like eggs and then like a sandwich and then it's like.
You eat unhealthy and you're skinny all the time, right?
Yeah, it'll probably
fucking
catch up to me.
Like
yeah.
Yeah, you fucking dick.
I don't know what it is.
You eat fucking. If we could leave now and go to cheeseburger together and you'd be fine tomorrow, right?
Fine.
Fuck
I
you.
I might
man.
Even look better in the morning.
Fuck you.
I don't know what it is. Yeah, but do you work out a lot or you're in good shape?
No, dude, don't even do that to me right now. Don't make me kiss you on my own podcast.
I mean, do 32 minutes.
No, I try to get into shape. For years, I was in great shape and then the pandemic hit and I just. It was so tough. It just became like, I run every day.
Okay.
But that's not, I used to lift weights or I used to do circuit training or something fun, you know?
Yeah.
And now that shit's gone. So running and doing workouts in my garage, it's
the
fucking
miserable.
The workout
at home is good for 2 weeks. And then you look at it and you're like, I'm disgusted by looking at those.
It's just, I get miserable. I'm miserable. It's like, this isn't fun. I like working out around people. Even though I hate people, I like being around them when I work out.
Well, because I feel like it's a little bit, you're like, oh, that guy's over there doing 45, so I'm going to do 45s too.
It
so
makes
you're pushing yourself.
Well, you know what it is? Like, you see the guy that came in after you, or no, I'm sorry, the guy that was there before you.
Yeah.
And it's staying longer than when you're, you know, when you're like,
you're
I think I'm going to get
leaving,
out of
here. But that guy's still there, and you're like.
And I wait. I swear to God, I will wait, and I'll fucking go do another couple of machines.
The insecurities of guys at a gym is hilarious to me, because it's like, if somebody's like, hey, can I work in with you? And and you're doing like 45 or something, and then he's like putting on like 55, you're like, nah, you can keep it.
Yeah,
you fucking blow out your fucking pop.
Leave it on, dude. I'm good.
Yeah.
You hear pops in your back.
Exactly. Yeah.
Hey, man, something's wrong with this bar. This bar's fucked up.
Max out, really. So, you know, I usually go for reps, but, you know,
the woman that used to clean the old gym I used to go to, wildly attractive. I couldn't stop staring at this woman. It was remarkable. I was like, this is the prettiest cleaning lady I've ever seen in my life. And she would smile at you nice, like, you know, give you a little smile. And I was just like, this is so rude. But like, she was too pretty to be cleaning a gym. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I was like, get out of here.
You're like, I can be your better than freedom. This.
Yeah. I don't. I was like,
you can clean a podcast studio.
I'll leave my wife for you, cleaning lady.
Was it kind of like the same effect when you see like the cart girl at a golf course? Do you golf a lot?
Yeah,
I the love cart golf. Girl is, but it's hit or miss with the cart girl. You either get just like some, you know, like 22, just graduated, just having a good time.
Yeah,
and then you get the girl that's just like 55.
Yeah,
straight from Florida.
What do you guys want?
Yeah, but a sweetheart, and yeah. She'll hook it up. She'll be like, honestly,
heavy pours.
Oh yeah, yeah. She goes, you get 0.5 more with the fireball. Okay, it doesn't look like it, but they hide it under the little cap right there. They know everything. You
right,
know?
Right.
In here. We pour whiskey.
Guys, it's been a tough pandy. I know there's a lot of stuff interfering with people's happiness and sense of well-being and sense of purpose. And I got to tell you, we've talked about it before on my other pod. I've talked about it on here. BetterHelp is the way to go. BetterHelp is incredible. It's not a crisis line. It's genuine and honest advice and from someone that you can trust, genuinely. Services available for clients worldwide, and you can start communicating in under 48 hours. I've used it. I've talked about it. I do appreciate it very much. I know it's hard for people to admit they want to talk to somebody. A lot of people are embarrassed about it for some reason, and you shouldn't be, because they want to facilitate, you know, great therapeutic matches for you to get you with the person that might help you get to the place you want to be. Obviously, anybody can't guarantee where you're going to go or where you're going to get to and what you're going to find, but that's on you to use this service to try to help you get to a much better place to meet your needs. These are licensed professionals online, which you can rely on and count on. It's also significantly cheaper than anything that's been in person that I've ever experienced. It's much more affordable, and financial aid is also available if you need the help, which I think is cool during this time. They want you to live a better and happier life today with BetterHelp. Go to read the testimonials online at betterhelp.com/reviews. You can check out how many people, you know, have really vouched for this service. And I believe in it myself. And I really do vouch for it because I suffer from depression and anxiety, like I said. So it's helped me. It can help you. Go to betterhelp.com/whiskey. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whiskey. Join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp. They're looking for more people. So this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Whiskey Ginger listeners are going to get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/whiskey. That's 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/whiskey. Whisk Ginge fans, you might be asking yourself, what's that cool hoodie he's got going on? What's that black, slimming, slender piece of cloth he's adorned his body with? Well, I can tell you, it's Cuts Clothing, baby. I like Cuts Clothing. These dudes sent me some stuff, and I got to tell you, wow, I like it. It's black, it's slender, it's sleek. They've taken this classic men's fashion, the plain tee, and they refined it. Premium quality with minimal aesthetic, which I like. I don't like a lot of labels and junk all over it. They got shirts, polos, hoodies, crew sweatshirts. It's for the guy who work hard and play harder. Yeah. That's me, baby. I like to play harder. It's all in the sport of business, by the way. Built for performance in the boardroom, the bar, the gym. Cuts Clothing is great. This stuff is very comfortable. You know, take it from me, genuinely. The plain tee is so soft, so comfortable. And I loved it. GQ magazine said it's the only shirt worth wearing. I mean, what else do you need to know? Try some Cuts Clothing. Sir, if you're looking for something that's wrinkle-free, which they got in the polo, and you're looking for stuff that's really, like, feels very, very high-end without that super high-end price tag, I really think you should try some Cuts Clothing. It's more than just a t-shirt. It's very comfortable and sleek and can be worn in many different varieties. And the hoodie, too, is very sleek. It can be dressed up. It can be dressed down, depending on what you're doing in your life. Entrepreneurs, mavericks, athletes, podcast hosts, everybody loves Cuts, including your boy right here, the Whiskey Ginger. They're echoing GQ. It's the only shirt that's worth wearing. And it's pretty great. Kick off 2021 the right way, starting with your wardrobe. Get 15% off your first order by going to cutsclothing.com/whiskey. That's cutsclothing.com/whiskey for 15% off the only shirt worth wearing. What time is it? It's time to get yourself or someone else a watch, my friend. Vincero. I love saying it like that. Vincero. Vincero. They make beautiful pieces. I myself have a brown leather strap, green face. You can check out all the watches on their site. They're amazing. These things are gorgeous. They're so well made. They're thick and they're heavy, which I really like about a watch, because a lot of times, you know, many watches are just not sturdy and they just feel flimsy and cheap. And Vincero, they understood the frustrations of online shopping and matching great product. These guys get it. That's why they make it as easy as possible. They're now offering a 5-year warranty, 365-day return policy, stress-free shopping. The Vincero has over 26,000 five-star reviews from validated customers. You can read for yourself online on their site. Their watches are incredible. And for Valentine's Day sale, it's officially active right now. For the listeners, go to VinceroWatches.com/whiskeyginger. You're looking to upgrade your look, or better yet, upgrade the look of someone in your life. You want to buy a watch for the loved one? Now is the time to get that gift going. Because genuinely, it's a beautiful watch, and it's well-priced. That's what I like to say. You know, you're not talking Rolex, but you're not talking from the mall, from the kiosk at the mall, Mickey Mouse watches. This is very nice. It's right in the middle, both with price and quality is wonderful. It's beautiful. They're very nice watches, so I highly recommend it. Don't overpay for a watch that looks cheap and disappoints you. Go to VinceroWatches.com/whiskeyginger. Get access to their Valentine's Day sale right now. Go to our link. The discount will be auto-applied at checkout. This is a buy that you won't regret, we promise you. Go to VinceroWatches.com/whiskeyginger. That's VinceroWatches.com/whiskeyginger.
Ginger. I like gingers.
Yeah, that's the difference between like the 23-year-old named Callie.
Yeah,
and the 56-year-old named Brenda. You know? Yeah, and Brenda's
Deb.
Like,
Deb. Or, yeah, I love a good abbreviated name.
I'll hook it up. Deb. That's what she says. I'll hook it up.
I like.
Don't
you
be
kids.
A pussy. You guys want another one?
I You're saw like, the last shot off the tee box. I'll hook it up.
Meanwhile, those young girls get the old creepy dudes.
Oh my god, it's like the same thing for like Hooters. It's like if you've been to a Hooters as an adult, it is. It's crazy to see what
sad.
Guys are saying.
Yeah, it's,
well, it's also like guys in their 60s sitting alone, and they're just. Like they're in the electric chair throwing out shirts.
It's always, that's how I feel about strip clubs, the same way where you're like, I always go to strip clubs with a group, right?
Yeah.
Like my old lady and I will go. She'll go to strip that's clubs fine. With me. Yeah, it's just because it's like, this is a, it's like.
It's an event.
I know, but also.
Well, you're not going there with horny intentions.
Yeah, but even guys that are like, are you good? That's such a weird place to go if you're horny.
Yeah.
I would say if you're the horny guy that goes to the strip club, like looking for something, just get a hooker, dude.
Yeah,
just buy a hooker online, and because it's accessible as fuck, don't be the weirdo that goes to like get off at a strip club. That's strip clubs to me are a communal place for like friends and people to get together and drink and have fun and spend money and goof off and talk shit. Strip clubs to me should be more like nightclubs.
Like a karaoke. It's an outing. Like, how big is your party? Oh, it's just you? I'm sorry. We're actually full for the night.
Yeah.
Are you with nine? Yeah, we have space.
Is it just you? Go home.
Yeah,
you're sad.
It's something
get
about...
Get friends and then come back. Titty Bar should be about... Like, you've been to Jumbo's here in LA?
I've driven past it.
Jumbo's Clown Room is the best, dude. The best.
Oh,
because
yeah,
it's like
it's
like a... It's topless. It's not bottomless. So there's full alcohol service. Because you can't do that.
Because once the cooch is out...
Liquor's
gone.
Once you see the gooch, you can't have that lick, dog.
Yeah.
It's so, the Jumbo's is like that vibe of like couples go.
Uh-huh.
It's almost become a little too much where a girl's like, let's all go. And you're like, it's got to be a little bit foul. It's like strip clubs should be a little foul still. They can't be like family friendly.
Yeah. And but, you got to go past 11. You're in that bitch at 6 p.m. sober. Questions.
Sad. Unless you're in Portland.
I'll tell you what. Actually,
they got great titty bars with great food, dude.
Hey, where's this?
Portland, dude. Portland's strip clubs are like bars. They're like regular ass bars.
That might be Seattle. They have like coffee shops that are also
strip
clubs.
Both. Seattle, they both have them.
Yeah, that's neat because you're like getting your espresso to be productive and you're like, I fucking saw a tit today. And then you're like, that'll drive
you.
See
some titties, you get yourself a fucking macchiato.
Yeah, a funny strip club story is my friend used to play like Division IV baseball in Bakersfield, right? It was a minor league team for something, and his game was at 7. He had to be at practice at 5, and so me and my friend are just shooting the shit. We got time to kill, so we go to a strip club in Fresno, which is exactly what you'd
top
think it
tier.
Is. Yeah, so but we were the first ones in. You ever been first in at a fucking strip club?
Never, bro.
Every dance was tailored to us. Because if you don't want to get danced on, you can be like, I'm good, you know, like, I just want to save my money. But like there, they're like,
and they're pissed
money.
At you because you're not. They're like, come on.
It was also a Sunday at 5 p.m.
Bro, what are you guys? You guys, that's what are you okay?
No.
That's sad.
But it
5 o'clock on Sunday.
But we went into it and be like, ah, this could be funny. And they were all the girls were like hot, but it was something was off.
Yeah, something was wrong. Something hot, was but off. Like a tooth that's coming out through there. You know, like yeah, there's one thing hot, like but a droopy or something, eye.
And you're
right.
Like, yeah.
Right.
But it was a fun experience to do, and we had with them. And
you have a story to tell about it now that you went. You're the only guy that was in there at Sunday at 5.
Every time I drive past Bakersfield, I go, boys,
the old stomping ground.
Classic, like in an industrial building. They're usually in industrial buildings, which I've noticed.
Yeah, well, because where else could you put something like that? Like that's all they can afford too. It's got to be a big empty space to make.
Well, that and I also think it's like that's where like the people who get off work are like, I need not dinner, but a breast. A titty that I can look at.
Yeah. I'm not trying to go home. They're like, I'm not trying to go home to my wife. I want to go to this seedy, dirty place.
Yeah.
They want to feel... That's their cheers, man. And if I lived in like a small town and I had a job I didn't like and a family I hated, I'd go to the titty bar all the time too.
But that's what I was talking about earlier with like the A to B type people where they're like, my car gets me A to B. It's like these people get off work and they go see a titty and they're like... That was a great fucking Tuesday.
Good for that dude, though.
Good for them. That's what I'm saying. It's like they found simplicity in
that. Because that dude will probably not commit mass murder because he saw his tit that he needed.
Saw some tits.
And then he just gets to go home and ride out.
Yeah.
You do a podcast yourself.
I do.
With a guy that I've known for a long time. Him and I did Punk together many moons ago.
Mr. Michael Blaustein. Yeah, we have a podcast.
A podcast?
Podcast.
You're so British when you come on this show.
Yeah, dude, I'm fucking two sips in, getting all
is
British.
Is Blaustein Blaustein or Steen?
Stein.
I always thought it was Blaustein.
I think hosts fuck it up so many times, it's just like, whatever, but it's Blaustein.
But I knew him. I thought it was Blaustein. But
he's not a big, like, correct you type guy.
Is he Jewish?
His dad is. Mom's not.
So he's fake.
Yeah.
You got to have mom Jew shit.
Yeah, that's me. Mom's Jewish. Dad was Christian. But
you're Jewish too?
Yeah.
Ugh, I would have never booked you on the show had I known.
I'm so sorry.
What a nightmare.
I can walk outside.
Wait, so your mom's Jewish, your dad's not?
Correct.
Did your dad convert for her?
Yeah.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, she must got that fucking
fire.
That
push.
Good.
What was he before? Catholic Christian. Or something? Yeah.
Just a good Christian guy from Ohio. Just normal.
White trash from Ohio.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could smell it on him.
And I don't know. I mean, he just.
And then he met your mom's and was like, I'll transfer. Yeah, he doesn't need to be Jewish for you to be Jewish. It doesn't matter, right? It's only the moms.
Exactly. He didn't need to. By association, I would have been Jewish no matter what. Because if the mom is, it's just how it works.
But Blaustein.
Blau's like half. He goes home for, like, he's like, I'm going home for the holidays. He's going home for Christmas. Me, I'm just like, I'm going home for, nothing really.
Yeah, because Wallace is white.
Correct.
Yeah, Scottish.
But my mom's maiden name, Rosenthal.
Yuck.
You can just taste it. You can just taste the fucking Prius in the name,
banking
right?
And diamonds and all that shit.
So
speaking of which, what's the rapper that put a diamond in his fucking face?
Lil Uzi.
Why though? 24 million, is that right?
That's what they're saying. But I mean, that's
I don't buy it. I think it's a publicity thing.
Yeah, I mean, dude, that's got to be crazy. Like I don't like that doesn't even make sense.
He's not worth 24 million. That's my point. There's no chance.
No, I just don't see how
people
something
don't
this
get
big
money.
Could be.
No, see, I think people just don't understand wealth, right? Like. I think people see rappers and they're like, that guy must have hundreds of millions of dollars. You're like, no, most of these dudes don't have that much, right? They catch a fat bonus up front, right? Like the label gives them a bonus, or they're making good money on touring, or on the off chance that they're a personality.
But
right?
24 mil to not be like tripping is crazy. 24 mil is insane.
There's no way he has $24 million.
He's probably worth just about 24.
I don't even know that, dude. Maybe he's worth.
I mean,
he's
massive. He probably gets like a mil per like festival performance. Like he's
sure.
He's but still.
But these guys spend that money.
Correct.
So my point is like, he may have made $30 million at one point. It's gone.
Unless he just went all in on GameStock, fucking cashed out, and just like diamond
hold the line,
diamond in the forehead. So,
did you
I don't know.
Did you do any of that shit?
No.
Bitcoin? Are you in Bitcoin?
No, I've never.
Bro,
been
you're in the right range of age for Bitcoin. Like everybody
all
I know.
See, a lot of the shit is like I watch my friends do something and then fail or be successful at it, and then I'm like, ah, fuck, I messed up, or I'm like, ha ha.
You should have Bitcoin, dude.
Probably, yeah.
If I was your age, I would have done it. I should do it at my age, but I feel like I'm not aware enough of what it is.
Mm.
But I feel like the younger generation knows more about like the ins and outs of how to get involved better and where to go.
I feel like our generation is just great at learning how to make money without working.
Yeah, it's genius.
Yeah, I mean,
props
dude, people
that
got
shit.
Into fucking Bitcoin earlier are like millionaires and they're like 22 and they're like, well, you have to you have to clock in.
They're going
to
spend it all, though. That's the thing. Unless they invest right.
Right.
In AMC.
But I would say out of the, you know, I'd say maybe like 10% of the people like actually invested. The rest are fucking like, I need a Gucci fucking forehead. And then they just tattoo Gucci in the forehead.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say to you. I see guys online that do that thing.
Yeah.
Where it's like, how much is your fit? And this is so sad and mean, but like I see a kid who I know is broke as fuck.
Yeah.
With like.
The brokest people flex the hardest.
A $1,400 sweater. You're like, that's crazy. You're crazy.
Yeah.
That's a crazy person.
I mean, if you ask me how much my fit is right now, it would be $40 shoes, $50 jeans, and somebody sent me this. So
how much are the socks, bro?
Probably 10.
I'd lie. Those look like vintage. 10,000. 10,000.
Yeah, these are big. Yeah.
And underwear?
Hanes, so maybe like 8.
12, yeah, 8 to 12.
Up, yeah.
So you're really low-key on how much is my fit.
Yeah. I don't know. I would feel stupid.
What's your splurge? Because you're making money now.
Yeah, I mean, like the car type thing.
The car is a good splurge.
Car is a splurge. But even that, in my head, I was like, I'm going to buy used because I don't want to feel like...
Yeah.
Because I didn't... Everyone's like, lease out here, but buy it. I don't know. But like for
me... Well, they're also a waste of money.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a car guy, but I know it's a waste of money unless you collect cars.
Did you buy or lease?
I always lease these things.
Okay.
Yeah, I get rid of these fucking things. I don't want the trouble.
Yeah, that's true.
Once it goes wrong, I'm like, take it back.
So for me, I'm just, so, I don't know.
But I like new toys. So if you don't like new toys, yeah, then it's like, then keep it.
Well, I'll tell myself I don't, and then I'll go a couple years and be like, why don't I have that? And then I'll...
You don't do like watches or jewelry or anything like that?
Nah.
So that's the biggest splurge.
Yeah, I mean, because my head, my fear is it'll all be gone. So...
I say that all the time.
So I'm like...
They take it away at any minute.
Yeah. Internet's gone. I'm like, okay, what? I'm going to... What? How do I communicate with the people who want to now see me?
I mean...
I turned down the radio gigs. Now they can't fucking hear me and see me in town, so...
unless China does take over, which I hope they do.
Add some spice to the media,
I think the internet's only going to make your fan base grow more... independent of the typical networks. Like, do you want to do TV and film?
I
want to
give it a shot. I think guys, like where you're at is a great hybrid because you can go off and shoot whatever the fuck you want, but you're also on, you know, real network shit. So
yeah.
When I told myself when I moved here, I was like, I want to do like film during the weekdays and then do spots around town at night and then tour on the weekends.
Yeah. No, it's nice, but they all come with challenges over like what you can dedicate your time to and all that stuff. But it is what it is. I've also
only done like day shoots where I've always wanted to be a part of
be a regular.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like you've done some cool shit and I want to do it just so I can go, was that for me? Yes or no? And then I give it a shot. If I liked it, keep doing it. But if not, I'd be like, all right, I went to LA. I did the thing. I gave traditional shot. If I never do it, then I'll be like, fuck, I would have been so much bigger if I was on, you know, Modern Family.
If the bottom falls out, where do you go back? Would you go back to Oxnard or Ventura?
Yeah, I mean, it's an hour away.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'd do. Probably I used to work at a frozen yogurt place in high school. I'd be like, ding, ding, bitch.
Froyo Life?
Yeah.
Which one was it? Menchie's?
No, it was like a one-off. It's called Wild Cherry.
Still around?
Could be a strip club. Yeah, still around.
Yeah, Wild Cherry, the strip club, and Froyo?
Yeah.
Get some titties and some... And some fat-free yogurt. Is it all fat-free?
I think nowadays it is. Yeah. I don't really know. It's disgusting.
All these liberals.
Yeah, goddamn. So it just comes in like, it's really disgusting. It just comes in like gallon jugs that you just pour into some machine that makes it cold. And then in the front, it's like all colorful. And you're like, oh, that's
I like
emoji.
The idea of Froyo, but I still fuck with ice cream. Like ice cream trumps everything.
The consistency of ice cream is just like, that's what you pay for.
Well, I like that it's fat, fattening for you. Like, like the idea. I can feel that it's... unhealthy, but I like that. Like sugary shit.
Oh yeah,
and the sweetness and the thickness.
Do you have a spot around town that you?
Yeah, I can't say it on this thing. You know what I mean? People,
I'll text it to
you. I'll hit you on it. I'll let you know exactly what it is.
Yeah.
I like gelato. I'll fuck with gelato. There's a gelato spot on Ventura.
So what is the difference between gelato and ice cream? It's just like a little more.
I'm not smart enough. You're asking me science. What are you fucking?
I think they scoop it with something different, right?
That's it. Yeah,
it's like a wider.
It's the scoopy.
It's like a row paddle a little bit.
I think it's the consistency is significantly different because it's made differently. Yeah, it's kind of like.
I like the tubs it comes in. It's fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just like the little colorful spoon you're allowed to have samples out of.
That is true.
I sample like crazy.
Yeah.
Show me a fucking gelato sampler. I'm hitting all of them, and they're like, "Sir, would you like anything?" And I'm like,
"I
did it, bitch."
Yeah.
I bought the Bucatini already, so I'm gone.
I'm out.
There was a spot in Culver City that used to do that. Orzo or some shit like that, and they would let you try as many as you wanted. And I was like, well, of course I'm not going to buy any. You just let me have it.
Yeah, it was like the little chicken spots at the mall where they give you a little
The samplers.
Those are great. But
were you a mall kid in high school?
Yeah, because the outlets. That's what we did. We just go to the fucking outlets.
Oh, you would go there?
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
no shit.
I'm from that city, so like that was our thing. We had an outlet mall, or people would on Friday nights hang out at a movie theater, and like one person would bring a bottle of like Captain Morgan and get like 40 people drunk, and we'd be like, "This is better than one."
What was the main store, the outlet store that was popping the most?
God, it's so fucking cliche to say, but just like some skate shit, like Vans or Zoomies,
right?
Pac Sun, just dumb
you used
shit.
To shit on Zoomies a lot, didn't
yeah.
you? Yeah,
that was like my first like video that like did well, and I just kind of rode that out for a little.
Pac Sun, son.
Yeah.
What about with the what was the one with one name? Why can't I think of the one with one name that was like, not Journeys, but it was some shit like that that was like
Zoomies, not Zoomies.
No, there was another one that was really terrible. They made
Spencers.
Spencers
Yeah. God damn, I don't even know what that is.
They were like trying to be everything.
Yeah,
they
it was like a PG-13 sex store a little bit. Like they had fart bombs and then like full on shit to get pegged, and you're like. And a Marilyn Manson poster. And you're like, I don't know how to gauge this.
It's pretty right on the money, to be honest. All those things are associated.
Yeah. And
I get it.
The posters used to be in like the shelves.
Yeah, yeah. You could thumb through the posters.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. Kids won't ever get to do that ever again. You're not allowed to touch. You can't touch. Posters in what is like formal book shelving. Mm-hmm. It was like weird thumbing through.
But they were massive. You'd have to do like two hands to like spin that shit.
No one would ever buy those.
No.
No.
Exactly. And
never.
You'd be like, I want that Bar Molly one, but then if I buy that, my mom will know I smoke weed, so I can't do that.
So mad at me.
I remember I wanted a half-baked poster. My mom's like, what's that movie about? And I was like, next question.
Yeah. You're like, it's about people half-baked. Trying to raise money for a baking sale.
Because they're... oven gave out halfway
through.
And
that friend has cancer. If you just threw cancer in there, your mom's like, oh my God, that's so sad. Like,
yeah,
it's for
like,
cancer.
I should get one for my office. You're like, I don't know about that. I don't.
What did your parents do? Did your parents both work?
Yeah, parents both work. My dad was in sales in the bicycle industry. Big, him and Shop should link up. My dad used to work for Diamondback.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's
he did their like regional sales for like fucking 40
make
like shop
be the thick boy representative for Diamondback. Is he your dad retired now?
Yeah. Dad's retired, just golfs a shit ton. And my mom was always in like marketing and like freelance writing stuff.
And she retired too.
No, she's working a little bit.
Yeah, you got to keep these women working. You can't let them off. You know
what
I mean?
You
what
know,
are they
I
doing?
Offered, I was like, you can be like my travel agent, but she's like, meh. I was like, I got tough hours, and I was like, we can't be
too
doing
bad.
This.
You're
you
like,
don't
you're
even
my
have
assistant.
A half-baked poster in your office. So we can't do this.
Does your old man golf a ton now?
Yeah, it's like all he does.
Yeah,
he'll just text me. It's. I mean, it's great. I love my dad, and he'll just like send me a picture and be like, hole number three, looking supreme today. And I'm just like, fuck yeah, Dad.
Yeah, like, let him have that.
All the time. And I'm like, how'd you play? He's like, bogey golf. But it's fine in my book.
That's average. That's not bad. There's nothing wrong with that.
Like that.
Are you a golfer?
Yeah, I'll go out there.
Yeah,
I can maintain, but I'm not like.
Is he a country club guy? Is he fancy?
Nah, he's very much like, he'll play the shittier course. Like if there's five courses in town, he's playing, you know, the fifth.
Lower tier.
Yeah.
I like
just
that.
Just go out there, fuck around, do some nine holes, maybe some
to
par
me,
threes.
I play the nicest courses in California and the shittiest. I don't like the middles.
Okay.
Give me like top tier.
Because you want to know.
I want creme de la creme, and then I want dog shit.
Yeah, the hometown course I play in, which my dad plays all the time, is like all their water got dried up, and now it's just like either a giant sand trap or just like a weird like out of bounds ? like grassy like knoll.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's where like I'm at. Because it's like, oh, my ball would have been in the water, but now I can still play.
You're
this.
Good. Yeah. And it's got that smell because it's an old reservoir, that dead water, fish, bacteria smell.
Oh, yeah.
Love
that's,
it.
That's a place where the cart lady is nearing her 60s.
See, I prefer them, by the
makes
way.
Makes the best breakfast burrito in all of, you know, Southern California.
And Bloody Mary, without a doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Without a doubt, they can make the best mixed drinks. The young girls don't really know. If you ask a young girl, the cart girls, like, the mix something fun, it has to be in the name. It has to be gin and tonic.
Yeah.
You
but
can't
even
be
then,
like,
they're
make
like, tonic.
What is tonic? They don't know. Yeah, they just give you
who's
Coca-Cola.
He? Yeah. Just making Arnold Palmer, and you're like, all right, well, that works. I agree, though. That,
no, you. So you, when you go out with your old man, are you good? Is he good?
We both just kind of just like, it'll be like, we'll play like two holes, we'll look at a scorecard and be like, you keep him scored today? And he's like, nah.
Does he drink or no?
A little. He's a beer guy, but like he'll have like one or two. But I'm more like, I like to drink right as I start because I feel like that just makes me like not care as much, a little like looser.
Yeah. Yeah, you loosen up a little bit.
Yeah, because that's when I find myself getting like frustrated. It's like 9 a.m. and I'm just like, just only had coffee and I'm like trying to like take it too serious. I'm like, it's a game with a club and a ball in a hole. Like, how am I getting this frustrated?
Doesn't matter at all.
It doesn't matter.
It means almost nothing.
It does not matter.
Do you smoke weed?
Yeah, like sometimes. I mean, I don't like how the next morning it'll like make me like feel like
really
off. Yeah,
because most people say that like liquor makes them feel terrible the next day, but weed not at all.
Yeah, it's just kind of like the little linger. It's like I want to start my day because I'm such a morning person for like work.
Yeah,
but once it hits like 2 or 3, I'm like, all right, what else could I possibly do? Then I'm like, I'm kind of tapped out, just trying to like get my shit done, you know.
So you're really responsible. You were a good student.
No, I went to film school. So like my responsibility was just like easy shit, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Did you do drugs?
I've dabbled.
What's the top drug you've done?
Tried acid.
That's a fun one.
Did it at Coachella.
That seems like a weird place to want to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to do it there.
But like I split one with a friend, so like
half tab.
Yeah. So like it wasn't like I was like floored. It was just like colors were enhanced a little bit.
Did you didn't swallow the paper, did you?
I think I just put it on my tongue. I can't remember. I don't think
so. Gotta spit it out.
Yeah.
Gotta spit it out, man.
Yeah, I just did like the half and put it on my tongue, but.
What about mushrooms?
Never done it.
I put some in there.
Well, fuck.
Welcome.
Let's go find a QAnon meeting.
Let's go, dude.
Yeah, man.
You never done mushrooms? Or did you do them?
I'm curious. I've never done
them. They're fantastic.
I've heard that from a lot
and
of people.
And so light.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a drug you're gonna get lost in.
Okay, because everyone who's talked to me about it, they're like, you got to be in a positive headspace before you do it.
See, I think people that do that set you up for some kind of failure.
Because in my head, I wake up and I go, is today a positive day? And then I'll get a text of somebody be like, hey, actually, do you want to do my pod? And I'm just like, no. And then I'm like, you know, now it's like the negative
energy. Then you start to be negative. So, yeah, no, see, let that shit go. I think if you go into it with an empty mindset of like, this is going to be fun and I've got a couple hours I've allotted for it.
Yeah.
And just let it ride.
Are you like a... fuck it, do it in the living room type guy, or you're like, let's go to Zion and let it rip.
I would prefer to do it in a place like Zion because it's more beautiful and more engaging. Uh-huh. But like, I will certainly do it in my backyard with a couple of friends.
Yeah,
having a couple of drinks for sure. That's just as fun.
And I mean, are you guys going like microdosing level, or you're like going in full eighth?
I mean, I like the chocolates a lot. I'm big into they put them in, they press them into these chocolates.
You know what is funny? A couple of months ago, a girl in the line at the bathroom of Bungalow, which is very on brand if you've ever been there, gave me a piece of chocolate. And she's like, there's mushrooms in it. And I took like a small bite. I didn't feel anything because I was already drinking. Hmm. But I did have one of those chocolates. She just pulled it out of her pocket.
Yeah, if you take a good chunk of that stuff, it really feels it feels great. I mean, microdosing I've only done like one time, like where I've just taken small amounts over like a week or so.
Uh-huh.
My old neighbor back when I was living in West Hollywood, he did it for 3 months one time.
Wow.
It was wild, too.
Just consecutively?
Every single day. Every day for 3 months.
Did he, like, what do you do for a living?
He learned how to fly. He could actually fly. He flew back to Australia where he's from. Just his hands. If you believe it, it shall be true.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
I don't think you need an airplane.
No, you don't.
I think you can just sprint and just eventually.
I don't know what he learned. He was really good looking. So
it's
just kind of like life was already easy. So, like, for, like, hot guys that, like, do drugs and you're like, what did you learn? It's like. That everything is great.
Yeah, hot people love microdosing. I don't know what it is.
It's because everything is going really well.
Yeah.
So then this is like another notch on the like really going well belt because because mushrooms in microdose makes you, it's just like a little boost.
Yeah.
It's not a heavy handed thing. It's like a little boost. So it makes them feel how they've already been feeling. It validates the truth is really what it does.
Okay.
Microdosing validates your truth.
Yeah.
So if you're like a cool hot guy that has a really easy life and you're rich on accident, mushrooms are also like...
which this town filled them.
That's... mushrooms help you go, you're the cool rich guy who fucking got rich on accident and you're hot. It's like, I am. It probably feels great.
Damn. Yeah, I tried that microdosing that one time with that little chocolate bar.
Let's get you some drugs.
Let's
do drugs.
Let's... right now.
I'll do it.
Are you big like spontaneous if somebody's like, you trying to do these? You
be I will... no. No, especially if I have work. Like if I have stuff to do, that's so hard to be like if I have to shoot, it's so hard to be like, oh yeah, I'll just get wrecked.
Especially if you show up the next day a little off, people would know. And there's probably a lot of people on production too being like.
They rely on you a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, their jobs are dependent upon you. So when you fuck up, then it kind of ruins their thing.
Yeah.
No, yeah, you don't want to get in that vibe. That's why like I was going to do ayahuasca with Brennan. And Neil was like, I can set it all up. And I was like, yeah, I can't do it while I'm shooting. Because I just know I will be thinking about my work week.
Next morning and
what
you got going on.
And not to say that'll mess me up.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I don't want to.
Have you ever done any drugs before going on stage?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've done mushrooms before going on stage.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Was it like a smaller show where you felt comfortable, or was it like, yeah, I was on tour?
No. On tour, the most I could do is smoke a little weed. I used to go with Rogan all the time. I used to open for him.
Oh yeah.
And we would get stoned.
Yeah.
Before we get on stage, but I always
like
drink.
An arena stoned.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, we did.
But I guess stoned. An arena. I mean, I've never done one. So you're kind of just like, you can't see a face, so you're kind of just talking, right? Is that?
Yeah.
But like, does that make
you do see faces?
Okay.
But. We did 360s. Like, we Jesus. Did the roundabout arena. So like, you are rotating. But
you guys also, well, him especially too, smoke so much weed that it's just like, it would almost feel weird if he didn't.
You know, well, for me, it's like, I always temper it with a little bit of liquor. Like, if I can smoke a little weed and have a glass, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
But if I just smoked a lot of weed and then got on stage, I probably, it'd be tough.
Yeah. Your sensibility of reading shit might be a little off.
Yeah. And like, my pacing would be off,
yeah.
But the booze like levels it up a little bit. But yeah, we did. Where the Chicago Bulls played, with the United Center in Chicago, which was wild. Yeah, we went. We watched UFC the night before, and then, I'm sorry, other way around. Right? We watched
UFC is on Saturdays.
Yeah, so we did our show. No, we did our show, and then we went to UFC the next night. Or whatever. Wow. Yeah, but it was a trip, dude. It was it was wild to like go perform in a venue that large with that many people, but you do feel people, not like a club, but you feel them, like you get the vibe, you see their faces, you feel the energy in somewhat of the same way. But at some point, yes, a lot of it gets lost when you see people up in the balcony like going to get beer.
Yeah, that's gotta be weird.
It's so weird, dude.
Because that's like worse than somebody just folding their arms, because the person folding their arms, you're like, all right, you don't like that one, you'll like this one.
Right.
The person just getting up, you're like, all right, fuck you
then. Oh, I suck. Yeah, you're like, fuck. But also, you realize that they're 300 yards away.
Oh yeah, they're so disconnected.
Right.
But
I'm fine. I'd actually rather be fucked up on an arena show than on a really tight intimate show.
Really?
Yeah, because intimate show, you're in the room with them. You're super connected, right?
Yeah.
Disconnected on some of the arena shows. We were wrecked.
Really?
Yeah. Some of them, I was drunk so as cool. a skunk. Well, but that's also because like, I have nothing to lose. It's Joe Rogan's show. So yeah. What?
And Joe's people will love you too, probably, I'd imagine.
Well, yeah. I mean, some of them, yeah, of course. But like there's some that don't know who I am. But like at some degree, what? If they didn't like my 25, then they're just going to get what they paid for anyway.
They're getting Joe.
Right.
Because when they leave, they go, when somebody goes, how was the show? They don't go, how are the openers? They go like, well, how was Joe?
Right. If they remembered you because you rip, that's great. But
yeah,
I luckily didn't have any bad shows, but also... There's a chance where Theo talked openly about not having a good show with us. I don't know where we were, but he came out so hot and the show was, timing was all fucked up and like, he hated it, dude.
Really?
And it wasn't that bad, but oh, he hated it.
Yeah.
Hated it. It was, what's the worst show you've ever had?
I've had some pretty funny ones. I think there's two that stick out specifically. One, I did a private party.
Yeah.
The chick was like just turning like 17. It was in a Mastro's in Costa Mesa. And the dad rented out the whole top floor. But it was like all the kids were sitting here and then all the parents were sitting here. And then there was a dance floor in the middle and there was no stage and it was dark where I was. And what the parents would laugh at, the kids wouldn't. What the kids would laugh at, the parents wouldn't.
Of course, yeah.
Because vice versa, you know,
they
don't laugh at shit. And I'm doing material. And I was like, what am I doing material for? So then I just started talking shit. And it just was like, I was supposed to do like 15. And then I think the host was just like, you could just. And then the hardest I ever bombed was probably... Tommy T's in Pleasanton. You ever do that one?
Tommy T's. I don't know that. Where's Pleasanton?
Pleasanton is up near San Jose. San Jose Improv. It's like probably 30 or 40 minutes.
No, I've never done it. Rooster T's. Is that what it is?
There's Rooster T Feathers and then there's Tommy T's.
Oh, I don't know that.
But yeah, it's kind of in the same like realm.
Okay.
But Pleasanton is a very kind of wealthy town.
Okay.
But for whatever reason, that's more of like an urban room where it's like.
You can say black on this show.
But I this was when I was in college, so I was like still like just doing like the frat guy thing and just like dabbling and stand up here and there. And I remember being out front of the club and I was like looking at this is when I was still doing like word for word on like paper.
Were you verbatim,
in the very beginning, and
yeah,
I remember some guy walked up smoking a blunt and he goes, man, what are you doing all that, like, why are you reading, did you want to smoke this? And I was like, no, dude. And I thought that guy was fucking psycho. I was like, you're gonna smoke before you go on stage?
Yeah, are you out of your mind?
I'm rehearsing. I ate shit 3 minutes of just like the worst. And it was like one of those like competition things.
Ugh.
terrible. Just not one laugh.
And he crushed.
Yeah, he did. He did very fine.
Yeah, that dude. See, that's what happens though. Is the carelessness of those things. When you care too much at the beginning, it is hard. The pressure is just through the roof. You know, yeah. Like you put all this undue pressure on yourself. That's what I'm saying. Like when you get to a place where I was doing the arenas and big theaters, the pressure is gone because you're like, well, I know what I can deliver. Yeah. So unless I was tanked out of my head, I'm pretty sure I know what I'm doing.
It was also like kind of what we were talking about earlier with videos. Is like if you like try too hard and it shows and it's too like, you have to like this. You're not going to. So for me, I was like. It was so like verbatim, word for word. It didn't feel like, it just didn't feel like an act.
Right.
But this was also like, you know, 10 years ago, whatever the fuck it was. So I was just so like, but God, that was the longest 3 minutes. Boy.
But now you're far from, are you going back on tour as soon as this is over? Or are you doing it now?
I'm doing spots like little like random states like Wisconsin and shit like that.
What are you doing, clubs or what are you doing?
Yeah, clubs.
No, nice, dude.
Yeah, just to... keep something going.
Yeah.
You know, there's some shows around town that are like, I found they're like cool. They do like an outside thing that works for me.
Yeah. Well, we'll get back soon, man. And you're a funny dude. So people are looking to see you when you come back. Go see this dude live.
Please.
He's very funny. He's very funny on the internet. He has, he's as skinny as he looks. He's in great shape, got good abs, nice hair, and pretty eyes. We end the show the same way. You look in the camera, say a word or a phrase to take us out when I walk off camera. It ends the episode. One word or one phrase. Go ahead when you're ready.
Stiff Socks Podcast, every Wednesday. Me and Michael Blaustein. Was that one word? Perfect.
In here, we pour whiskey.
You were that creature in the ginger beard.
Sturdy ginger.
Like vampires, the ginger gene is a curse.
Gingers are beautiful.
You owe me $5 for the whiskey and $75 for the horse.
Gingers, oh hell no.
This whiskey is excellent.
Ginger. I like gingers.